There was a handshake between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Chinese State Councilor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi, but the two were unusually frank and undiplomatic in front of journalists at the start of their Beijing meeting.
We urge the United States to stop this kind of mistaken actions. We believe China and the U.S. should stick to the correct path of cooperation and win-win rather than be mired in a wrong path full of conflicts and confrontations.
I regret that the strategic dialogue between our two countries was something that you all chose not to undertake. It would have been an important opportunity for us to have a discussion about these longer-term important issues that present opportunities for the people of our two countries.
Wang accused the U.S. of escalating trade tensions with China and said the U.S. is dealing with Taiwan in a way that harms China's core interests. A State Department readout said Pompeo directly addressed areas where the United States and China do not agree, including on the South China Sea and human rights. But both men also spoke of the need for greater cooperation. The visit came just days after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence had harsh criticism of China.
To put it bluntly, President Trump's leadership is working, and China wants a different American president. There can be no doubt. China is meddling in America's democracy.
The final stop on Pompeo's Asia trip contrasted with his talk Sunday with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, which both sides described as successful and productive, without providing many details. The State Department says Pompeo and Kim refined options for the location and date for the upcoming summit between President Donald Trump and Kim. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.